American Family Association would like to thank everyone who participated in our Target boycott. AFA declared the boycott when Target announced it would allow men into women's dressing rooms and restrooms. Since the start of the boycott, Target lost over $2 billion in stock value. They've scaled back LGBT Pride Month products and added single-occupancy restrooms. Other corporations also reconsidered their policies in light of the Target boycott. Since it served its purpose, AFA has officially ended our Target boycott.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
What is the proper name of a hot dog?
Absolute Delight.
It is an absolute delight.
But I'll give them an A-plus for being able to eat ice cream with chopsticks. That's a real talent right there.
I stayed 5 hours at a Japanese restaurant one time trying to eat soup.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, back on the staff here.
Yes, sir. Welcome back from Israel.
J.J. Jasper, how you doing, Brother J.J.?
I'm doing good now. Yesterday, a little bit of difficulty. Beautiful sunshine day. I went to the park.
You skipping burbs today or something? Or?
No, I'm going to get them all in there. So okay. I was went to the park, and I was lining squirrels up according to their height.
Yeah.
And the park ranger came and ran me off and accused me of criticizing. Now, look, if you can't handle constructive criticizing, I don't think you have any business being a park
ranger. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, Mr. Green Pants.
You had a couple other, there was a couple other lines to that joke.
No, it was a new,
it was a different one.
Melanie Robbins, one of our coworkers, told me, do you know where bad rainbows go?
That's what it was.
Bad rainbows go to prism. Now, it's a light sentence, and they're there, and they have time to reflect.
Where else can you get these kind of jokes,
exactly,
ladies and gentlemen?
Right,
where
folks.
Else? And right here on Trivia Friday.
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
The Professor J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, and Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Yes, did get back from the Holy Land with our group, 90-something people.
Wow.
And
that's got to be like herding cats. I'm sure they're fine people, but you
many
get
of them,
90 people.
Many of them listen right now. They're listening right now.
You get 90 people together?
Yeah. I got a few names I want to call out. That's okay.
Please.
Because, I mean, there's some misbehavement.
Oh, I thought you meant good
trip,
way. I like to give shout-outs.
Thank each and every one of you. Thank you.
How many buses, like these huge
we had two buses.
We
had two buses and a lot of just fine folks, great listeners, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
We went all over Israel and saw the Holy Land, so it was a wonderful time.
And felt safe, completely safe while you were there.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep. I wouldn't have gone if we would have felt safe.
Yeah.
I mean, you think I want to put my life at risk?
Well, and Wesley and Walker went with you. You're not going to put...
Right. My whole family and my wife.
You're not going to put all
well,
those...
Well, I'm saying that
danger.
For people listening maybe that are thinking, oh,
well, you know what?
Me?
I mean, you got to use common sense, but we... you don't... You know, we didn't go. The reason we went in February was because our trip last March got canceled because of the war.
Right. Yes.
You had the attacks.
October.
You had the attacks by Hamas where they slaughtered and butchered all those Israelis. So our trip, a lot of people's trips for the spring of 2025 got postponed, and we just got to take our group, and we're glad to have gone, and it was a wonderful time. All right, what is this? This isn't first-time callers only, right?
No, it is not. We had that last week. So this week we are opening the phones, of course, and we just ask if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months, the last 8 weeks, we ask you to wait a week. We always try to get as many new people as possible here on the program. So it is Trivia Friday. We three professors will each ask three questions. So that you, our Trivia Friday Learning University students who are here earning a degree, can try to answer and try to stump the professors with a question of your own. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. We do ask that you be 11 years old or older before calling in. 888 580-589-8840. Now, one of these nine questions, I said nine, folks, three of us, three questions each. You're right on, nine questions. One of them is the mystery question. JJ, what does that mean?
If you happen to land on the mystery question and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell.
Beloved.
That means that you won yourself a brand new, really nice AFR ball cap. So somebody is probably going to win. That's going to be one of these original nine questions. We have three each. So you poker players, if you want to count cards and throughout the show, say, wait a minute. Most all those have been answered of the original nine,
yeah,
except this one and that one. So kind of increase your chances of winning.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here are my three questions. First, Anastasia and Drizella are the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella. What is their last name? There's a pretty big scene where their mom, the lady such and such, their last name is given. What is it? Second
this
question.
Is back in the day when we could call people ugly, I guess. Huh?
that's right.
That was inappropriate today.
And that's what they call them, the ugly stepsisters.
All right.
Second question. In what country is the largest pyramid in the world located? Now, I'm not saying the tallest. They do have a measurement for the tallest pyramid. This is the largest by volume. Okay, so the largest base inside. In which country is the largest pyramid in the world located? And then third question, a true false. There are deserts on all seven continents. But is that true or false? There are deserts on all seven continents. True or false?
All right, here's what I've got. First question, black fighter pilots who fought during World War II, nicknamed the Red Tails, were based out of which town in Alabama? Black fighter pilots who fought during World War II, they were nicknamed the Red Tails. They were based out of which city in Alabama? Second question, what is the process called where a plant makes its food? What is the process called where a plant makes its food? Third question, true or false, giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones. Is that true or false? Giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones.
That would be ironic.
They obviously go to different chiropractors.
If that were true.
Yeah, one chiropractor works on a ladder. The other one has you lay down on a table. I think that's,
absolutely.
That's obvious.
Absolutely. All right, so my questions are as follows. Having just got back from Israel, I have this question. Where did Jesus leave the earth? Where in the Holy Land did Jesus leave the earth?
The ascension.
Yep, the final time until he returns.
Right.
Second question, what do these three movies have in common? Hoosiers, The Firm, and Young Frankenstein. Got me?
Gotcha.
And
you feeling
absolutely.
Me?
I feel
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. And know what the background for the question. Okay.
And finally, loose leaf, butterhead, and crisped. No, crisp head. Those were
heavy metal bands in the 1980s. Big hair. And them bands right there, everybody holding up.
Loose Leaf was the lead singer.
Loose Leaf, one of them.
Butterhead was on the drum.
Grunge. Yes, sir.
Crisp Head was the lead guitarist.
I dated a girl in high school whose last name was Crisp Head.
Did you?
Yes,
you
did.
She
didn't want to change the Vitagliano, huh?
She had an ugly stepsister.
Did she?
Oh, my word.
Oh, man.
Oh, my word.
That's inappropriate, Ed. You're not right.
I love you guys, but you caused
did the question, did you understand the question?
Yes.
Loose leaf, butterhead, and crisp head are types of what?
Say the names of those at that law firm one more time.
Call the law firm of loose leaf, butterhead, and crisp head. You deserve to make somebody else go broke because you ran into the back of their truck.
Who wants butterhead defending you or handling your case in court?
Yeah. Get your justice.
I don't want Butterhead.
All right, Butterhead. Loose Leaf Butterhead and Crisp Head. Or what? What are they?
All right.
If not a band, not a grunge band, as JJ says, or a law firm. What are they? All right, let's go to the phones, Ed.
All right. What do you say we start off in Mississippi?
Let's do it.
That's unusual for us. Jerry is on the line. Jerry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, professors.
Good morning to you, Jerry. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I'm in Hurley, which is about 20 miles north of Pascagoula.
Okay.
Nice area.
Is this Harrison County still? Is that Harrison County or Jackson County, or what is it?
It's Jackson County. Harrison's over to the west.
I got you. Well, Jerry, my friend, we're ready for you to ask, answer, or do both.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to do both, and I got to do the science question about the plant food.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Here's the question. What is the process called where a plant makes its food, Jerry?
That would be photosynthesis.
Nice. Way to come right out of the chute. Start us off with the correct answer.
You know, if you can't remember that, elementary school, you were destined to fail in life. That's all I got to say. Because that's just...
Every kid in America.
That's the first thing you learn in science, photosynthesis. Am I right?
That's right. Every kid in America knows that.
Photosynthesis.
That's what unites us all.
Yeah.
Is united by photosynthesis.
You guys say that, but I thought, you know, I didn't really remember it, and I thought, boy, this may be too hard of a question. So I'm glad you guys.
Now we're mocking.
Mm-hmm. No. Hey, Jerry, what's your question for us? Great job.
Well, I got to say that a little while ago I was on YouTube and I watched a video on photosynthesis.
No way.
And you talk about an argument for creation.
Yeah.
That is way too complicated to just happen.
By accident.
That's a good point, Jerry.
Yeah, it is.
As are so many other things in the world. Humanistic evolutionists want us to believe came about by random chance.
Right.
Which is impossible.
No way.
No way. Absolutely. And
no way.
Photosynthesis
That's right.
Is just one of them.
Jerry, what's your question for us?
Okay. Well, since you guys and I am in the state of Mississippi, I thought I'd ask a Mississippi question.
Okay.
So, and it's geography, so... Tim might know this one.
Tim's on it.
He's on it.
But there are four bodies of water that help make up the border of the state of Mississippi. What are the four bodies of water?
Now, we know the Mississippi River. There's one. And what else? The Gulf that you
Gulf
like
of America.
To say.
Gulf Tim. Of America.
Gulf of America. Two.
The Ten-Time Waterway. Yeah. Am I right?
Or the Tennessee River.
Mm. Well, that's 10-time waterway is different, but the Tennessee River. Now,
yeah, that kind of comes Tennessee. Does it catch there's Pickwick right there at the very top
Yes,
of
you're
the state?
Correct. You're correct, but it doesn't. I don't know if Jerry means this.
Wait, to make up the border, Jerry?
Right, the state border of Mississippi.
Okay, so... There is none. There's only three.
Well, I think he's saying it doesn't have
to be. I'm not going to argue with you people. I'm right. Now, if you want to sit here.
Let me just say, I don't think he's saying that the entirety of the Mississippi borders are all water.
Right.
He's so there would be something. What's the river over there?
On the east side.
On the east side. It doesn't go all the way down.
Yes, it does. The Tennessee Tom Bigby Waterway goes from Alabama all the way down to Mobile.
It does?
It goes to parts of Alabama, too, and it doesn't just draw the line, I don't think, exactly, but it goes from Alabama, from Mississippi down.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Man-made, too.
Man-made.
Right.
With our tax dollar.
What about that, Jerry?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that.
Give us the answer.
That's a straight line, not a border. Okay, so you got two, almost three. The Mississippi River, the Gulf of America, Now, the Tennessee River is up in the little corner, or Lake Pickwick, whichever one you want to call it, but also the Pearl River.
Oh, Pearl River.
So the Mississippi does not define the entire west border. It stops and goes down through Louisiana.
Huh.
Then there's that little straight line on the latitude, and then you got the Pearl River.
Well, that's some good trivia.
Well, I ain't from around here, so that's my excuse.
All right.
Hey, well, you know, clearly I misunderstood the question.
Well, Jerry, thank
you. I'm not wrong. I just misunderstood the question.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
I hear you.
See what I'm saying? Hey, Jerry, thank you,
buddy. Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks
for
being a good AFR. Thanks for being a good sport there. The Tennessee River does touch Mississippi.
Up in the corner.
In the corner. All right. And it wasn't until 5 years ago on this very show I learned that the, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I learned that the Tennessee River runs east to west and not west to east. That was a milestone in my life.
Remember that? Because it was the exact time that you started
therapy. I remember where I was when I learned that.
Yeah, you started, your therapist session started right after that show. That's how I remember it, for two reasons.
Exactly. All right, you're listening
that
to...
That was on air.
Yeah, you got pretty wound up. Yeah, we had to talk you down off the ledge.
It was embarrassing.
Mississippi ledge.
It was a little embarrassing there. All right, go ahead. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Texas and Max. Agent 99. Max is on with us. Max, welcome to Trivia Friday. Actually, he'd be Agent 86 from Maxwell Smart.
Howdy.
Get smart.
Howdy, it's good to be on the show, and I just want to thank AFA for all the things they've done. I'm a truck driver, and I listen to y'all all the time, and I've learned a lot, you know, from the political realm and whatnot, so I really appreciate all you guys.
Thank you, Max.
Yeah, we hear from a lot of you truck drivers. We appreciate you. Thanks for keeping it wall-to-wall and treetop tall and keeping the shiny side up and the rusty side down. Good buddy.
Wow, that was pretty impressive.
I sure will do that.
Is that CB lingo
from the 80s? Yes, sir.
Breaker
19. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody have your back door.
I think that's 70s, though, isn't it?
Might be 70s.
Yeah. All right, Max.
Convoy.
Max, fire away.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
The one about the black airmen from Alabama.
Yes, sir. Here's the question. Black fighter pilots who fought during World War II, nicknamed the Red Tails, were based out of which town in Alabama?
That would be Tuskegee.
Tuskegee, Alabama. You're exactly right.
And
guys, that was historic because they thought, back in that day, blacks don't have the wherewithal to be a fighter pilot. A lot of pushback, a lot of racism, and they put them in charge of keeping bombers safe, and they never lost a bomber, and they were exceptional, and it's just history being made. Well, once I was flying myself, and I landed in Tuskegee, and I said, wow, this was a lot of history here. And the lineman said, yeah, if you'll go right over there where you've got your airplane parked, you see those big iron rings in the pavement, that's where those fighter pilots were tied down. I said, those are the actual, they said, yeah. He said, come on, I'll walk out here and show you. And so I thought that was pretty cool to see some history and know, you know, that so much there at Tuskegee.
Tuskegee Airmen's what they
airmen,
call them, right?
Tuskegee Airmen, and you got the Tuskegee, I think it was a black college there, but a very,
very
famous.
Yeah, they still got that. Famous, I think the Tuskegee Institute there.
Famous base there, and a great movie. If you haven't seen the movie, I don't know if there's a, you know, any cursing in it, but overall, I remember it being a really clean movie. How'd you know that, Max?
Well, I saw the movie. It was a really good movie. I think one of the actors, I forgot their name. I think it was William Fishburne was in there, and he played a real good part.
Yeah, I remember
that. It was real inspiring. What's your question for us, buddy?
Okay, I live in San Angelo, Texas, and back in the 60s, there was a band that made it all the way to number 2 on the charts for 8 weeks behind the Beatles with a song. If you can tell me the name of the song and the group, that would be my question.
Well, the name of the song was Rattlesnake Roundup. No, I'm just...
Rattlesnake?
No, having some fun with his area over there. But, no. Tim, you're the song guy. Song and geography.
Hold on a second now.
I'm not sure that's specific enough, though.
Where was this band from?
San Angelo, Texas.
Okay, West and Texas. And when did this take place?
In 1964, they were on the charts for 8 weeks with a one-hit wonder song.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about Buddy Holly, but that would have been in the 50s, and that he was more than a one-hit wonder.
Right.
So that's not it, Buddy Holly. But it was a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Was it a band or just a singer?
No, it was a band. They had a name.
All right, behind the Beatles. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
what was the song about?
It went, want me to sing it for you?
Sure.
Absolutely.
It was, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Yeah. That was, Shindellas or I don't know. Anyway, that was
I remember the song now that he
yeah, sang. that was skating rink music right there.
I saw a little meme yesterday, and it said 43 years ago today, this song, I see my sweetheart, and the meme said, if they're still seeing their sweetheart, they're using readers.
True.
All right, what's the answer, Max?
Well, the name of the band was called Cavaliers, and the name of the song was called Last Kiss.
Yeah, I remember it. Like I said, on the jukebox, I do remember it.
Oh, I remember the song.
The song was a one-hit wonder, but thankfully they named a Chevy car after them, so they got that much going for them.
B-27. If you get
on the jukebox. You just brought back some memories. I hear that thing flipping. I see that little arm grab that 45 and go brrr and flip it over and drop it on the turntable.
Here's a trivia question. I don't know if they still have it or not, but the only place in America you can get a jukebox song. Do you know where that is?
No, what do you mean? You mean
now, today?
You can play music on a jukebox?
Well, you could as of 3 years ago, but I don't know. I hadn't been in a while. Waffle House.
Oh, they have
a jukebox. They still got it.
And you remember truck stops, they had your little personalized jukebox selection at every little table there.
Well, I think I've told you my one jukebox story.
Yeah. we're interested in this.
My dad moved the family from New Hampshire to New Mexico, and so I was sophomore summer during college. But the family all drove together, and my dad would get us up super early, and we would stop at a truck stop and have breakfast. And my dad, of course, wouldn't let me put quarters in the jukebox. He said, nobody wants to hear music that early. On the way out, I slipped back into the restaurant and took $4 worth of quarters and put the hardest Led Zeppelin song I could find. Pressed it for four plays back to back.
Oh, man, you left them with that?
Yeah, and I left everybody.
You
that
vandal.
Played for an hour. If you did that if you put $4 worth of quarters in, did your dad ever find out about that?
No, I told him years later.
That's why he's still alive today.
He was very disappointed.
Not in Vitagliano, Eddie Haskell.
If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this topic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost.
Pardon me.
It's a theme song to Bonanza.
Really? Now that right there was a one-hit wonder.
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island. All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio.
Guys, can I give a little PSA?
Sure.
Sky watchers are in for a celestial spectacular spectacle something. Anyway, February the 28th, tonight, 7 out of the 8 planets in our solar system will be visible for a short time. It's called the Planetary Parade. It happens tonight.
Huh.
Yeah. And
can you see it with the naked eye?
I think a lot of them you can, all but 2.
Okay.
Yeah. 7 of the 8 planets in our solar system would be visible. You just look up there and see them tonight. I'm not sure when or whatever. But here's the deal. Before these archaeologists or astronomers, whoever they are, come up with this, I could tell you when them things was happening because of my old football injury. Meteorologists, they call me before they say something on the Weather Channel. I tell you when it's going to be a volcano erupting, hurricane, tornado, anything, all because of that old football injury.
Yep, your big toe can beat the meteorologist.
Yeah, hey, but anyway, that's something pretty cool. My wife and kids have been talking about it for several days now. They said it's like a...
That stuff's always anticlimactic. it always is. They tell you this stuff. You go outside and you... stay up to midnight, you look in the sky, nothing happens, really.
Okay, we laid in the driveway. It was really too cold to be out there, yeah. But with our next-door neighbors, and we were out there when the Aurora Borealis, mm-hmm. and we got to see that. That turned out to meet the billing.
Did it?
Yeah, it was hyped up, but it turned out to be true. I don't
I
know
guess
about
I
tonight.
Missed it by half an hour or so. I don't know what happened. I said, well, Allison, let's go. We're going to go to the hilltop. I don't know what time it was, midnight or something. We're going to go see this big spectacular show in the sky. Let's look north. Nothing. Well, maybe it's let's stay another 30, another 30 minutes, honey. Yeah, I'm sure that they wouldn't lie to us.
And the Oscar for the Cynical Man of the Year award goes to, come on up here, Mr.
And
Wall.
You went home all covered in dew?
Yeah.
You got two things out of it, Jack and Squat.
Well, Jack and Squat,
let's
right.
go by Dairy Queen and go home.
Oh, my word. All right, go ahead.
We going to repeat our questions?
Yeah, please.
All right. Here are my 3 questions. I haven't got a nibble. First question, Anastasia and Drizella are the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella. What is their last name? Second question, in what country is the largest pyramid in the world located? Not the tallest, the largest pyramid in the world. And then third question, a true false. There are deserts on all 7 continents. Is that true or false?
All right, here's what I've got. First question, giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones. Is that true or false? Giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones. Second question, I'm going to add one. Red Grange was a vintage superstar in what sport? Red Grange, thinking about yesteryear.
Sounds like a wine.
It's a kind of grape, and he was also.
But you throw vintage in there.
Yeah, vintage.
Doesn't it sound like a wine to you? Red? I'll have some of that Red Grange.
Red Grange.
From 1970.
Would you like white or red? Give me some Red Grange from 1947.
Yeah. I don't know what you
It's our anniversary.
I don't know what you ate while you were in Israel, but it's paying off.
It's working, buddy. You're on fire. This host is on fire. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Red Grange was a superstar in what sport? And then one more here. In what month did Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans? In what month? Tell me the month and year. I mean, it's hard to believe it's been that many years ago, but the month is what everybody can blurt out the year.
Yeah,
but
I can do the year.
What
I can
month?
Do the month. Good question.
All right, my question's in Israel, the Holy Land, where did Jesus leave the earth? This was his final human appearance on planet earth before he left. Where did he depart from? Got it?
Got it.
Got it.
Number two. What do these three movies have in common? Hoosiers, The Firm, and Young Frankenstein. And finally, Loose Leaf Butterhead and Crisp Head are types of what? Are types of what? Loose Leaf Butterhead and Crisp Head are types of what?
They are the friends in your elementary school that you just hung out with there on the sand lot and played ball. Come on, Butterhead.
Come on, Butterhead. He didn't amount to much.
No, he didn't.
No.
Doesn't that sound like we had.
You can't get started in life like that.
That's just.
Achieve a lot.
You start five spaces behind everyone else.
You're Butterhead.
Yep. There were 21 boys on our short dead-end street, and we had Tank, Bulldog, Ronnie Dale, Ronnie Joe. But a lot of people, you know, you had nicknames that stuck all through high school. Some of those guys, I don't even know what their real name was.
Yeah, old
growing up.
Growing up.
Old Butterhead never got married,
Butterhead.
And I have no idea why.
But he did real good as on the line playing football. Yeah. Now, he had a pumpkin-sized head, but he was a
pumpkin.
Yeah, he always got his block.
All right, back to the.
All right. We go to Kansas, and Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, gentlemen. It is an honor to be talking with you.
Thank you, Karen.
Wow, an
appreciate
honor.
Appreciate it. From where?
I have listened to AFR for a very long time and just love listening to you guys, especially.
Well, thank you.
So appreciate you're it, saying Karen. We're your favorites? Is that what you're saying?
What she's saying. I believe that's what she's saying. You know, without.
Okay. Now, yes. Karen, you're hedging your bets now.
Yeah. All right, Karen, where do you live in Kansas?
Right outside of Wichita in Colwich, Kansas.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to be in Newton May the 31st and June the 1st. Saturday night, a banquet. Sunday morning, Emmanuel Baptist Church. Sunday night, Newton Bible Church. That's May the 31st.
I will try to be there.
And June the 1st.
Yeah, please, you don't want to miss that, Karen.
Please come up and introduce yourself.
I will try.
Karen, you want to
I will. I just saw, I just saw Alex McFarland. He was here last weekend.
I'll bet he did a great job.
We hit Kansas pretty hard. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we did.
We sent a lot of folks to Kansas. JJ leads in visits to the state.
I love the state.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, ask, answer, or do both.
I'm going to try both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Well, I'm going to answer the true-false question on deserts on the continent.
All right, Karen, here's the question. There are deserts on all seven continents. Is that true or false?
That is true.
That is absolutely true.
All right.
Deserts on all seven continents. When I was first looking this up, I thought, well, surely not Europe, but in Spain, there is a desert. It's called the Tabernas or Tabernas Desert in Spain. So all seven continents have a desert. That's correct. Was that a guess because it was 50-50, or are you just a geography buff?
Well, somewhere in the back of my mind, I remembered that. But I'll be honest, I did double-check it on
That's
on
okay.
My
good.
Alexa,
so. That's good. All right. Nothing wrong with
but
with
I thought that was true.
Yep.
Yep.
You were correct.
So,
which one of those Which one of those did they film the moon landing?
Which one? That was right here in the good old USA.
Don't get my family started on that.
That good, huh? That out in Arizona?
Which one?
Hey, I'm with him. Whatever they were serving in Israel, you need to get some of that.
Get some of that.
Yes,
that
you need to go out to Sam's and buy some of that.
Oh, jet lag.
It's called jet lag.
What's your question for us, Karen?
Well, I am a new beekeeper, so I'm going to ask a bee question. So when a hive needs to produce a new queen, they will take a regular egg and feed it one food only to create the queen. What is that food?
All right, I'm just going to guess. The other guys might have a guess as well. Isn't it called like royal jelly or something? It's kind of odd.
Yep, that's it.
I have no idea. That was just somewhere in like she said, somewhere in the back of my head.
We have
some kind of royal jelly.
That's interesting. We have a beekeeper at the end of our road, and we'll stop there and get some of that honey. And Karen can answer this better. But they can't say it out loud because it hasn't been quote-unquote proven. But if you get local honey, people's asthma clears up, all these kinds of allergies and everything. But, you know, because it hasn't been quote-unquote scientifically substantiated, but the beekeepers know it's true. If you get it, like, within a 30-mile radius or whatever, isn't that right, Karen?
That's what I hear, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I hear.
I know our family that they have, like, serious allergies. Boy, they're gone with us getting that local honey. Yes. And, well, all the health benefits, that's the only food in the world that doesn't go bad.
Yeah,
it doesn't spoil.
I've heard that. We've had that on our show.
Karen, give us the story about the royal jelly.
Well, if the hive needs to create a new bee, a new queen bee, which they do occasionally, they will take a few-day-old egg, just a regular egg, and they will feed it only the royal jelly. And that is what creates the queen bee. That's what makes her special. And if they sometimes will do more than one egg at a time, and the first queen to emerge will kill the other queens as they emerge. So, because there can only be one queen in the hive.
A death match?
It's got that mean girl thing going on.
Wow. That's about the most unusual coronation process I've heard about in royal families.
Off with her head.
Okay.
There's only
room
in this.
Karen, thank you. And
thank you, Karen.
Keep that bee suit on. Keep that smoker going. So she said she's pretty new at that, huh? That's good.
Yeah, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air.
At least two out of the three of us call it that.
I'm having some computer issues, so I'm not sure what to do. I'm lost.
If you find yourself lost, I just remember what they taught us in elementary school. Stop, drop, and roll. Do it right now, Ed, and I think you'll get your bearings. Crystals reset in your inner ear, and you'll be
ready to go.
Stop, drop, and roll. That's what they taught us.
I'll roll all the way back.
The past 60, you can't get up again. That's the problem. You die laying on the ground because you can't get back up again.
Stop, drop, and roll, and then we'll have to call a couple of the young guys to come.
Where are we now? Are we ready to go?
Yeah, we go to Ohio, and Paul is on the line. Paul, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello, esteemed professors.
Well, thank you,
Paul.
Esteemed.
Very nice of you.
Not bad on a Friday.
That's right.
Hey, Paul, where do you live in Ohio?
I live just east of Columbus in a place called Pickerington, Ohio.
Pickerington. What's famous? What is Pickerington famous for?
You know what? I really couldn't tell you, JJ. I've only lived here about 4 years, but the city high schools have a couple of football championships.
That's good.
I could do there.
Yes, sir.
But, Tim should recognize this voice a little bit because I was just on that trip to the Holy Land with you guys.
Wow.
And,
Paul. I got you.
What? And so Ed should be interested in knowing that when I introduced myself to Tim, I was wearing an Ed Vitagliano name tag.
Yeah, he actually sent me the picture of that. I said he's better looking than I am.
I thought that would be a great icebreaker, and it was. But we had a wonderful time there. What a blessing it was to see the Holy Land.
Was that your first time?
It was. It was my first time.
Now, yeah, Paul, it was great to have you and your wife on the trip, and we had a good night, probably 8 or 10 people from Ohio with us on that trip. And so
we did, all over the country. We met some wonderful people from Texas that we're keeping in touch with, and the ones from Ohio as well, not far from where we live.
Now Paul, Tim's not going to do this because he's just not going to self-promote.
He's too humble.
Yeah, and he's too humble. But for those who are thinking about going to the Holy Land, as far as them being kind and thorough and organized, would you recommend the trip to others?
Oh, absolutely. It's a chance of a lifetime. The tour group and what they show you and where they take you, it's all so moving. My wife and I felt the anointing when we were on the Sea of Galilee.
Amen.
And they raised the American flag on the boat, and we had worship music going. The anointing was just filling the air, and I was taking it all in.
Amen.
And it was wonderful.
Right. Wonderful. Well, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Well, I should do I'm going to do the easy one with Tim about Jesus' ascension.
Yes, because we were just there. Where, Paul, did Jesus leave the earth?
That would be the Mount of Olives.
Yes.
Nice.
The Mount of Olives.
And you guys got to see that and be there.
Yes, we stood on the Mount of Olives.
Wow, yes. Wonderful.
And you looked sure out did. Over looked out over the city of Jerusalem.
And that's where he'll come back. Site.
And that's where he'll come back and split it in two.
Yeah, so that story is, the event is recorded in the Gospels of Luke and, let's see, where else? I'm trying to think. Mount of Olives is where Jesus.
Book of Acts, I think it mentions it in the
Book of Acts, yeah.
Chapter 1.
His earthly ministry ended there. But so how many witnesses did it mention? Anyway, the ascension. So Jesus, many, many people saw him leave and ascend into the clouds.
Yes.
That's where he will be coming back again.
Amen.
Split the skies, right? Amen?
That's
right.
Trumpet. Waiting for that trumpet. Maranatha.
Right. All right, fire away, Paul. Stuff the panel here.
So my question for you guys is, a while back, and I don't know if it was on today's issues or if it was on in here, but the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C., where they have statues of two people from each state.
Yeah.
There's only one state that only has one person displayed. Can you tell me what that state is? And on the second part is, how many states have past U.S. presidents listed in them?
I've been there many times, but I'm trying to process that question. That's a...
Yeah, I have no.
I had a shot at the first one, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then he doubled up on us on that second part of the question.
Hey, you better fail twice.
You better give us the answer, Paul. What's
the answer?
I think
you stumped us, and you stumped us with twice.
Okay. Well, Virginia only has one because in 2020 they removed Robert E. Lee, and they're going to replace him soon. I don't know when. With a person called Barbara Rose Johns, who is a leader of an American civil rights movement.
Who's so the other?
Only has one right now.
Virginia is probably Thomas Jefferson, the other one, right?
George Washington is the one that's.
Oh, George
there.
Washington. Okay, yeah. Well, you could put George Washington, and then, Thomas Jefferson, be pretty good off there.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Good right. combo.
All right,
and then seven other states show. Have former presidents. We said Virginia. Tennessee has Andrew Jackson. Ohio has James Garfield. Missouri has Harry Truman. Michigan has Gerald Ford. Kansas has Eisenhower. And California has Reagan.
That's okay. A good trivia question.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the airport there is named after Ronald Reagan.
Right.
In Washington, D.C., right. Reagan National Airport.
Paul, thank you so
yes,
much.
Paul.
God bless you. And
amen,
hope you get your nights and days straightened out after being overseas. It takes a little while.
Yeah. You've been, what's the furthest you've traveled overseas?
I think Australia maybe is that farther? I think
yeah, that's, farther than, how long did it take you to fly there from the U.S.? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think what month I left and what month I got there. It's a long flight.
But did you leave from Atlanta or Dallas or where?
Memphis.
Memphis, but just
Memphis, and I think we went
change to planes somewhere.
Los Angeles. Changed planes change to plane. Los Angeles and flew across that way.
Yeah. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you want to send us an email, the address is comments@AFR.net. Comments@AFR.net. Tim, Ed, and JJ. And let's repeat our questions real quickly, fellas.
All right. I will add one. I've had one answered. Here's my first question. Anastasia and Drizella are the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella. What is their last name? Second question. In what country is the largest pyramid in the world located? Not the tallest. The largest pyramid in the world. What country would you find that in? And since I had a true-false question answered, I will replace it with a true-false question. A rhinoceros horn is made of strengthened cartilage. Is that true or false? A rhinoceros horn is made of strengthened cartilage. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First, with a true or false question. Giraffes and humans have the same number of neck bones. Is that true or false? Second question, Red Grange, we're talking way back, Red Grange was a superstar in what sport? Third question, in what month did Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, hit New Orleans? What month was that?
Here are my two questions I have left. What do these three movies have in common? Hoosiers, The Firm, and Young Frankenstein. Number two, loose leaf, butterhead, and crisp head are types of what? Are types of loose leaf, butterhead, and crisp head are types of what?
Whoop, boop, 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 boop. They're the ones that that replaced Marco and Harpo and all the rest of them.
Three Stooges?
That Marx Brothers and Three Stooges.
Yeah, get them crossways.
That was the replacements. Loose leaf and were they head.
Butterhead and crisp head.
Yeah.
Ah. What is some kind of crisp head?
Well, if it helps any, these aren't humans.
All right, that does help.
That help?
Oh, that helped a lot. Yes.
It's not any humans.
All right, that's
these aren't nicknames
comforting.
For people. All right, it's go ahead.
Comforting. All right, let's go to Tennessee, and Amy is on the line. Amy, welcome
what you want to
do? Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. Whereabouts?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, yeah.
We can hear your dogs in the background. What's got them riled up?
Actually, I'm on my mail route. So,
Good.
I'm gonna. Well, I had to pull over, and of course, it had to be at the noisiest house.
Well, it's okay. They seem to have gone quiet now. You must have pulled out the pepper spray. So, that's the way to handle it. Way to go. So, be careful. I'm glad you pulled over for this. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I want to answer Tim's question, the movies, what they have in common.
There you go.
Okay, Amy, here's the question. What do these three movies have in common? Hoosiers, The Firm, and Young Frankenstein.
Well, if I remember correctly, they all star Gene Hackman.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what a tragedy.
Yes. Do you know what happened to him, right?
Well, I heard it on your program a day or two ago.
Oh, y'all talked about
that's
it.
How I
right,
found
it's
out.
Been on the news.
Well, I was reading about that this morning. He was in his 90s.
95. Yes.
He was a World War II vet, if you can believe that. Or,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I don't know if he saw combat, but right 45, 46, right okay. in there. He left his home at 16 years of age. He had a bad childhood, and he lied about his age so he could join the Marines.
Wow.
And then he, of course, went on to become a legendary actor in movies. And
that's one of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes. Hoosiers?
So yes.
Yes, Hoosiers, The Firm. You see him in The Firm?
Yeah.
He could play a villain now.
He could play a bad guy.
He could play a bad guy. And then Young Frankenstein, he was in. But he was in a slew of movies that we all would recognize him
yeah.
in. Yeah. Superman series.
Yes.
Christopher Reeve.
What was that? The one about he was like FBI agent or something. He was tracking down some
drug. The French Connection.
Yeah, that was it. French Connection.
But you know, we do need to pray for the relatives because the last I heard last night, they were, you know, carbon monoxide, what had happened because, you know, they were found in different rooms.
And, he and his wife died.
And maybe even the dog.
The dog.
And the dog. Well. Yeah. It was
very sad.
They're doing an investigation to find out why, but. Anyway.
Right.
All right, Amy, what's your question for us?
Well, as you already know, I'm a mail carrier. I'm here in West Tennessee. And so my question stems from the recent news of our Postmaster General, who just announced his retirement, resignation, whichever. I was wondering if you knew his name, the name of our Postmaster General.
Huh. So he's like the number one guy in all the Postal Service? Is that right?
That's what they tell us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. I need to talk to him. I got some mail that went to Memphis and didn't quite go where it needed to go.
Oh, heavens. That's the black hole.
That's what I've heard, where mail goes to die.
All right. So
I know who the first Postmaster General was. It was poor Richard's almanac. What's that?
Ben Franklin?
Ben Franklin was the first Postmaster General.
Is that right?
But I don't know who the current one is.
Yeah.
But you better tell us.
Okay. Amy? That would be Louis DeJoy.
Who is it?
Louis DeJoy.
And he's stepping down or getting dozed or something happening there?
Well, something of the like. He's hanging on until they get a replacement. So
okay.
Louis DeJoy. Is that what his name is?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for your hard work during the sleet, the snow, and all those other things that don't slow you down.
Yes, we have a lot of mail carriers who listen.
Dread of night. That's right.
And we appreciate their hard work.
Amen.
And so thank you, Amy. Appreciate you calling in and listening.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.